Britain has taken time out from thoughts of distant battlefields this week to pay tribute to some heroes at home. For instance, Tony Smith, the Chelsea chimney sweep. One night in February, when the Germans were flying over here with incendiary bombs, Tony burrowed under collapsing walls and fallen masonry to rescue people from one of London's worst fires. This week he got the George Cross for it and ran away from his lodging house before the neighbors could get there to congratulate him. Then there was Mrs. Everett, the widow who ran through a barrage of exploding ammunition to try and save the crew of a crashed and burning plane on her Essex farm. She died with the airmen when the plane blew up, and there's been talk in the papers of a possible George Cross for her too. The government has given a pension to her small boy, and the minister who announced this called it a privilege to regard himself as foster father to the son of such a heroine. And then there's the whole population of a west of England town. A munitions factory in the town started blowing up the other night, and immediately the streets were jammed with people, all hurrying as fast as they could in the same direction. Not away from the danger, but to the factory, to fight the fires and rescue the injured.